Chris Damey has been on a busy streak over the past couple of years. He organized a tour of musicians to play Big Star's third album, reunited with his band The DBs, and put out his own record, Lovesick Blues. He's also been lending his talents to musicians like The Old Ceremony. Now he's back with a new recording called Euphoria. Chris will celebrate the release with a concert tomorrow night at the Cat's Cradle Back Room. The show will be opened by the fellow travelers Django Haskins, Skylar Goodaz, and Brett Harris. Chris joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Chris, you're a workaholic.
I think we all are these days. What I like about what I do is a lot of it is creative work, and I love going to that place. I love having a project where you can immerse yourself in, you know, the magic and try to pull a rabbit out of a hat. And that's been really a gift. So it's work of a kind, but it's also has a lot of joy.
The record starts with Universe-Sized Arms, which is a Ryan Adams song, right?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done a lot of covers. I've done maybe 8 or 10 over my various records, and they always have some kind of connection. This is a song that Ryan sent me when I said, well, maybe we could try to collaborate on something. And he said, here's this, mess with it, see what you think. And I really didn't see anything I needed to change. And he had a great demo, him blasting away on his kind of Black Flag mode on drums, kick drum flying. And it was really an exciting thing. And what I did with it is cut it with my band here, and then we did add a little bit of James Bond strings and horns in a couple of places, but it's really very much what Ryan sent me, and it's just, it's fun to have a single, something that gets your blood pressure going.
For this record, it seems like you put together a proper band.
I did. Tony Stiglitz came in and did a session for me, quick session, and really has this wonderful feel on drums, and I knew this was a guy I wanted to play with. And same thing with FJ Ventura, just got that bass feel, like he's got the gene, you know. So I love playing with that rhythm section. And then Doug Davis is a guy from Winston-Salem, where I grew up, and he's just like this wonderful musician, plays all these different instruments. They were all on the record. I also cut it with Wes Lachaud, who's been a mentor over the years, is really a super musician. And Mitch Easter is on it too. You know, he's just like a dream guitarist. He'll come in and do just a few colors, and they're just the right thing.
Well, you had nearly a Let's Active reunion for Invisible. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Well, I had played bass with Let's Active for a while, and had this one tune, and I just thought, well, this would be cool. Let's get Eric Marshall in to play drums. Now, Sarah Romweber played in the original version of the band, but Eric put a lot of miles in, and when I very briefly played, he was in the chair. It was a sound in my head. You know, I was thinking about that, what people think of as a Winston-Salem sound. Now, I don't know who these people, there are only four of them who think of it that way, but there have been, there is something about my hometown. How do you catch lightning in a jar, or grab the distant tail of a fallen star? Every time you try, you find that you're invisible.
There's another song on here, and it's one of a couple where you really let the guitars fly, and it's called Rocket Ship. And it just sounds like you're having so much fun with that. Is Mitch playing with you as well?
Yeah, Mitch actually plays a couple of guitar licks on that. Mostly as far as the lick quotient, I'm the guy on the record. But
the lick quotient.
He's the player there. You know, we both saw the MC5 early on at a show in a big coliseum in Winston, and there were about 200 people there, and every one of those 200 people were changed by that wonderful concert by that old Detroit band.
Sure.
There was a later time in the evolution of the MC5 where perhaps one of their girlfriends suggested that the space age would be a good place to go, and they got some aluminum foil and some tin, you know, takeout tray hats and made these space outfits. So Rocket Ship is kind of an homage to the MC5 in their aluminum foil astronaut period. It sounds like I'm making this stuff up.
No, I love that.
It's just a fun song on a record, and probably the silliest one of all.
I packed the gravity boots and the dehydrated fruit. Let's find a new altitude. We'll build a rocket ship tonight, fueled by caffeine and delight. We'll blast off from...
Tell me about rediscovering the family piano.
You know, I think the writing for this record did change when my childhood baby grand arrived back at our house. I hadn't seen that piano since I left for college, but I spent a whole lot of my adolescence, and I started banging away on it about age 5. So that piano arrived back in our living room, and then you've got my daughter, who's got a turntable now, and she's playing Revolver by the Beatles in her room.
Excellent.
And I have to think that those two kind of talk to each other. If you're talking about Make Up Your Mind, which I think has a lot of Revolver in it, actually.
Absolutely.
But it is voiced on piano. But I don't think of that as a piano song. I think of it as a rockin' tune.
Make up your mind. Isn't it time? It's so unkind to delay.
Chris Damey's new record is called Euphoria. He's celebrating with a concert tomorrow night at the Cat's Cradle Backroom. The show will open with the Fellow Travelers, which includes Django Haskins, Skylar Goodaz, and Brett Harris. Chris, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Today. Tell me all the thoughts that are ricocheting.